The general management plan is a wish list that has a lot of ifs attached. If there's enough money to pull it off, if private leases end in the next two decades, and if the public agrees with this vision. Apostle Island's planning chief, Jim Nepstead, is hoping to get public support.
Folks weren't anxious to see a whole lot of changes in the park, and that's one of the reasons why the general management plan doesn't really propose any radical changes in the rest of the park either. People are genuinely happy with the way the park looks and feels.
Although an excursion boat now takes tourists to a couple of the islands, friends of the Apostle Islands President Lou Miller is glad to see this plan would expand public transportation.
The inner islands like Basswood and Sand are prime for getting people out there. I mean, to get to Sand these days, either you own a boat or you take a kayak. For what is essentially a national park, that seems to be a strange way to invite people to it.
There appears to be no organized opposition to the plan, but the public comment period is open until October 24th. Public meetings are set for several communities, including Madison, Superior, and Bloomington, Minnesota. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.